I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Amanda Salazar reports for City and State that New York's Republican primary for president is not until April 30th, 2024, but two Republican congressional representatives in the state have already endorsed their picks. Long Island's George Santos, accused of all sorts of lies, and the North Country's Elise Stefanik have both endorsed former President Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election. The publication surveyed the rest of the Republican New York congressional delegation, including Mark Molinaro, but they declined to endorse anyone this early in the process. Trump, already indicted in two cases and expecting a third imminent indictment, could be on trial or in jail by the time the primary date approaches. Republican strategist William O'Reilly said, and I quote, "There's no benefit whatsoever to endorsing Donald Trump early, and I would expect most Republican members from New York to keep their powder dry as long as humanly possible. Trump is without doubt the prohibitive favorite in the primary as of today, but there is an awful lot of time between now and then. I'd expect most endorsements to come just days or weeks before the New York presidential primary next year," end quote. Read more about this story in City and State. Fox News reports that Representative Elise Stefanik is all in on impeaching President Joe Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Oh, absolutely. I'm in conversations with Speaker McCarthy and all of our members. The important thing to know about an impeachment inquiry is that ensures that the House is at the apex of its power and oversight responsibility. It means that our subpoenas have the most power possible when it comes to litigating this out in court, because we know getting the facts is not going to be easy," end quote. Her comments say what impeachment would do for House Republicans, not what Biden did that deserves being impeached. On that issue, she only said something about, and I quote, "illegal money laundering, the fact that nearly 20 Biden family members have profited illegally," end quote. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week that he may consider an impeachment inquiry over Biden claims of financial misconduct. Stefanik, also a Republican, represents the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County. Other Hudson Valley representatives have not joined calls to impeach Biden. Read more about this story at the Fox News website.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.